prosecution makes closing argument in murder trial over stabbing death of Cash App founder Bob Lee. San Francisco. Closing arguments began on Monday in the trial of a tech consultant in the 2023 stabbing death of Cash App founder Bob Lee in San Francisco. An event that shocked the broader tech community, whose members mourned the loss of an entrepreneur they called charismatic and kind. San Francisco prosecutors say Nima Momeni stabbed Lee three times after hearing that Lee's drug dealer friend plied Momeni's younger sister with GHB and other drugs and sexually assaulted her. One person called 911 pleading for help, saying somebody stabbed me, said Dane Reinstedt, assistant district attorney, adding that the other person never called police or told anyone what happened that night until the trial. Defense attorneys will make their closing arguments Tuesday in a trial that started October 14th. Prosecutors will then have a chance to respond to the defense's closing. Defense attorneys say Lee, 43, was on a multi-day drug bender of cocaine and ketamine that made him agitated and violent, and that he attacked the defendant with a knife. They said Momeni was forced to use his Krav Maga martial arts skills in the early morning hours of April 4, 2023, after making a bad joke that upset Lee and did not realize he had stabbed him. Momeni faces 26 years to life if convicted of murder. He has pleaded not guilty in a case so high profile that San Francisco District Attorney Brooke Jenkins stepped into the room Monday for part of the closing. The trial has been emotionally taxing for family members of both men. Manas Tayarani, mother of the defendant, has sat on one side of the courtroom while Lee's father, brother, and ex-wife sat on the other. The prosecution on Monday started its closing argument with a 911 call in which Lee could be heard asking repeatedly for help. Lee's ex-wife, Krista Lee, cradled her daughter Scout as the 16-year-old wept on her mother's shoulder. They left the room. The Lees have two children. Reinstedt on Monday mocked Momeni's defense as he walked jurors through weeks of evidence. He said Momeni was furious with Lee for introducing Kazar Momeni, with whom he was friends, to a drug dealer who gave her GHB, known as a date rape drug, hours before the stabbing. They say Momeni grilled Lee earlier in the evening about what happened to his sister at the drug dealer's apartment and sent text messages saying that the two men were creeps and sexual predators. Then, Momeni met up with Lee at his sister's condo, took a paring knife from her kitchen set, drove Lee to a secluded area by the Bay Bridge, and stabbed him three times, Reinstedt said. That protectiveness of the defendant's little sister is what led to all of this, Reinstedt said. Surveillance video shows the two men leaving the posh condo of Kazar Momeni around 2 a.m. and getting into Momeni's BMW. Other surveillance then shows them getting out of the car in an isolated section of the city by the Bay Bridge. Momeni testified he stopped his car after going over a pothole that caused Lee to spill the beer he was holding. Momeni said he then cracked a joke suggesting Lee should spend his last night visiting the city with family instead of trying to find a strip club to keep the party going. That's when Lee suddenly pulled a knife out of his jacket pocket, Momeni said. He said Lee later walked away, showing no signs he was injured. I was scared for my life, Momeni said in earlier testimony that was at times rambling and contentious. Reinstedt said Momeni's story made no sense given Lee's peaceful nature. He said Momeni never called the police to report Lee's alleged attack or even after he learned Lee had died of stab wounds on the street where he had last seen him. The prosecutor said the puncture wounds were clean, clear, and deep, and not the result of any kind of self-defense tussle, he said. Just about all of the DNA, 99%, found on the handle of the knife belonged to Momeni, the prosecutor said. Video of the two men by the bridge is grainy, but Reinstedt said it clearly showed Momeni's figure lunging repeatedly at Lee. There was no deflecting and redirecting of any knife in Lee's hand, he said. Reinstedt also showed a video of Momeni and Lee leaving the condo, Lee's jacket flapping to show there was no knife hidden inside. Lee was found staggering on a deserted downtown San Francisco street at 2:30 a.m., dripping a trail of blood and calling for help. He later died at a hospital. Lee's death stunned the tech community as fellow executives and engineers penned tributes to his generosity and brilliance. He was the chief product officer of the cryptocurrency platform MobileCoin when he died. By Jake Offenhartz.